Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is table tennis. Let's break it down. Table tennis will take place on July 27th and go until August 10th, with medal days on July 30th and the 3rd, 4th, 9th, and 10th of August. The venue they will be at is the South Paris Arena. This venue is part of the Paris Expo, an exhibition and convention center that is one of the most active in Europe and most visited in France. There will be 5 medals available, 2 for singles men and women, 2 for teams men and women, and 1 for the mixed doubles event. There are a total of 172 athletes competing in the sport. So Zach, can you give us some history of the sport and how exactly it works?
So table tennis was originally an after-dinner entertainment for upper-class English families. At the time, they would place books on a table to serve as a net, the lids of cigar boxes for rackets, and a rounded-off cork from a champagne bottle as the ball. However, competitions began springing up in the 1920s and it exploded in popularity. Table tennis debuted at the 1988 Olympic Games and has been part of the Olympics ever since. Table tennis is played on a table divided into two halves by a net in the middle, using an extremely lightweight ball and sophisticated rackets or paddles comprising a wooden blade coated with a rubber surface on both sides. The aim in table tennis is to strike the ball in a manner that the opponent fails to make contact with the ball, which earns the player a point. However, if the ball hits the net and it fails to bounce over into the opponent's half, or hits it over the net and out of bounds without coming into contact with the table, the opponent gets a point. The receiver can return it by hitting it over the net and into the opponent's half. If the player attempts to return the ball before it bounces, a foul is called. Another key point of table tennis is the initial serving of the ball. In singles competition, while the service rule allows the ball to serve to any part of the table on the opposite end, in doubles, the server has to travel diagonally across the table. Here, the serving player plays from the right side of the table.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For every event, athletes or teams are put into single elimination brackets, the bottom-ranked individual players playing a preliminary round to make it into the bracket. Single matches are a best-of-7 games format, with the first player to 11 points winning each game. The mixed team double will similarly be played in a best-of-7 game format. Team matches consist of 4 singles matches and 1 doubles match, each played in a best-of-5 games format. The first 2 matches in game will start with 2 single matches. The third match will be a doubles best-of-5 match with 2 players who have not played in either sides of the single match. After the doubles, should more games be needed, 2 more singles matches will be played one after another until a winner of the game is decided.
Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
Despite this game having originated amongst English families, its popularity exploded in Asia, and has been dominated by Asian teams in the Olympics since its inclusion. Not only did China sweep in 2016, but they were 1 gold away from sweeping the sport in 2020, with Japan taking the mixed doubles gold. China has a majority of the gold medals in the sport overall, with 32 gold medals, with the second most overall being held by South Korea, with 3. Because of this, it is clear that China are definitely the favorites going into this year and will likely sweep the sport, or at least get 4 medals like last games. However, France is coming into these games with Felix Lebrun, who is the 5th ranked worldwide and highest ranked player outside of China, making him a potential dark horse to upset some of China's dominance.
Alright, thanks for that, Zach. Not a whole lot to look forward to, but should still be interesting. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Table tennis is great to play. It is kind of cool to watch, too. Actually, it's insane to watch because the level that these guys are playing at is truly something that even if I trained for 1,000 hours, I don't think I could ever get to. So, yeah, it's worth watching for that reason. Yeah, I do like watching it, and I probably will plan to watch maybe a couple of the highlights after the event. What about you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I love playing the game, and I do enjoy watching the game. I think the fact that China is such a dominant powerhouse in this sport kind of turns me off from watching it a whole lot, because it does kind of make me feel like, what's the point of watching if they're just going to win anyways? But they do show such prowess in this sport that it is really cool to watch, and I'll probably watch some of the games. I'll be interested to see if anyone can upset China, and potentially France might be the ones to do them. So I'll definitely be looking out for those matches and watching them to see who wins. So with that being said, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's probably going to be China for at least 4 out of the 5 medals, if not all 5. That's my prediction. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I do think that they will likely win 5, but I think there's a world where they may only win 4 or potentially only win 3 if Japan is able to take home a gold as they did in the Olympics in 2020 and France is able to make an upset in one of the events. Well, that is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.